This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The big headlines out of President Biden's trip to Europe that started today are going to be geopolitics. That is just the way presidential trips go, and we get that around here. But spare a thought, would you, for trade? Because I'll tell you what, the White House is, specifically the tariffs that the U.S. and the European Union are still hitting each other with on everything from airplanes to motorcycles to hard liquor. And oh, by the way, consumers are still paying those tariffs. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on how both sides are looking for a trade war truce.
Fond of provolone, a fan of Bordeaux, then you felt the sting of tariffs.
I will confess that we purchase a lot of wine and cheese in our household.
Lynn Fisher-Fox is a partner and trade lawyer at the law firm of Arnold & Porter. She's been following a trade dispute over Europe's subsidies for Airbus and U.S. support for Boeing that resulted in 25% tariffs on certain European products like wine and cheese and EU tariffs on U.S. goods.
And these huge volumes on really important products for both countries likely caused political pressure.
The two sides have already agreed to suspend these tariffs until July. Now the EU is calling on President Biden to work toward resolving the aircraft dispute during a meeting next week. But don't uncork that French champagne yet. The two sides are also bickering over U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum. Jennifer Hillman is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
All steel and aluminum coming in from the European Union is being assessed, a 25% tariff on steel and a 10% tariff on aluminum.
Hillman says there's talk of a self-imposed December 1st deadline for resolution of the steel and aluminum dispute. Wendy Cutler, vice president of the Asia Society Policy Institute, says even a little nudge from President Biden would be significant.
Now, as a former trade negotiator, when the president of the United States says, do everything you can to resolve a dispute, the pressure's on to find a solution.
Otherwise, those tariffs on EU products that were suspended will snap back, and you'll pay even more for your Bordeaux and provolone. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.